Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. You're here for you, me, and Scotty G. This is the BOGP Open Line that was recorded this past Sunday night, June 20th, where we take your calls and we discuss, well, there's a lot of news at Walt Disney World right now. We got Animal Kingdom Lodge coming back here soon, August 26th. We have more Boo Bash parties. We talk about the popularity of that event since it's been announced. We get calls about picking a resort. Couple of brothers heading down to Walt Disney World. One has very deluxe tastes. The other is very frugal. How do you make that kind of combination work out for a stay down there? And, of course, we talk a little Run Disney with that marathon weekend cryptic post that came out last week. This and much more coming your way on today's show. Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great free services they can offer you over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It really does help support the show. It's a free way. It's one extra click. We appreciate it so much. Just click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to each and every one of our patrons. You allow us to put this show out all around the world 4 times a week here on the feed. And we couldn't do it without you. And our patrons get an extra show every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. If you'd like to get more information on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Hey, everybody, happy Sunday night and happy Father's Day to all the Disney dads out there as we record live here on Facebook and YouTube. So glad to have you tuned in. And if you're tuned in here on Thursday on the feed, happy Thursday. Happy almost Friday. So we are going to get together for the next hour and talk Disney as we do. It's you, me, and Scotty G for the next hour. Thanks so much for being a part of the Be Our Guest podcast. Always glad to have you here every Sunday night, usually around 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central on YouTube and Facebook. So if you're listening on Thursday, join us this coming Sunday night. We'll have some fun taking your calls. But joining me as we do almost every Sunday night, the Sunday nights I'm not in Silver Dollar City. That's where I was last week. A lot of fun. We have your friend of mine, Scotty G. You can check him out on Twitter at @EpScott. What is up, Scott? You're just back from up top of the mitten.
Yeah, we crossed the bridge this weekend for a little surprise Father's Day, a little getaway really quick. You know, it was like a 30-hour thing, but it's not too far away from where we live. So hung out on Mackinac Island where there are no vehicles and their mode of transportation is horse and bike or foot, I guess. So
which you did this morning. Actually, you did the it was pretty impressive.
I ran the perimeter.
I mean, yeah, don't say that you like how your distance was awesome, but I mean you could also say I ran around an entire island. I mean that even sounds because that sounds like
I ran around an entire island today. That's why I'm tired.
Yeah, that's but it. Yeah. That was beautiful. So yeah, Mackinac Island up there. We got to get there. Heard it has the world's best fudge.
World's best fudge. You got the famous pink pony, Mike, which you know all about the pink pony.
Yes.
And the Grand Hotel, all sorts of awesome stuff. And then you're just surrounded by Lake Huron, which is gorgeous on its own. So good times, good place to be. But let's talk some Disney, huh?
All right, let's do. And actually, just so you know, the BOGP Open first annual takes place 3 weeks from the day we're recording the show. Now, this is only the ball that I'm going to putt with, George. I'm not driving with this ball because problem is every once in a while I get a hold of one. The other problem is it usually don't go straight. So this ball is not going to end up in the drink on the Magnolia course, but we'll have. If you're interested in Disney golf, we'll actually do a show about that, specifically about what it was like playing on the Magnolia. But we'll be, of course, from the course 3 weeks from today down at Walt Disney World live tweeting the event, I promise you.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be lots of live tweeting.
How bad we are. So, yes, I did get my, if you're watching live, I got my polo. So at least if I'm a terrible player, I'll look the part. That's what the girls told me. They're like, at least you'll look good. If you play terrible, you'll look like a golfer. So I think
it's going to be epic. Yep. And then we were just talking before the recording that on hole 6, which is where the famous Mickey bunker is, you're like, maybe I'll be lucky and hit it in there because like, I think that would be a great shot because there's water you have to carry. So put me in the Mickey bunker all day.
Oh my gosh. That's a top golf today. I was left, right, middle, everywhere. So I'll be losing so many balls. Okay. So let's talk news real quick from the mouseforless.com. Ricky's got all kinds of news for us. Not going to really jump into the stories. We'll kind of just hit some of the highlights and then we can talk them over and you give us a call here. We'll open up the phone lines for the next hour. We have some restaurants coming back. We have Ohana is returning, so that's pretty exciting over at Disney's Polynesian Resort. not what it used to be. It's going to be kind of family style, limited menu. Now, of course, the big controversy was the noodles were not coming back. I believe they are. Have you heard the latest? Have you been keeping up with Noodlegate? I think they're coming back. I think everybody threw big enough.
My last check-in on this is that they are coming back. So that was a big controversy, though, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh. You know, we did the show like Friday, and you know, it's like, when do we know we're back at Walt Disney World? And it's when we can argue about noodles instead of, you know, important stuff that maybe we're getting close to having everything back to normal. But hey, you know what I'm excited about? Sebastian's Bistro is coming back at Caribbean Beach. Now we're going to eat there. I'm staying at Caribbean Beach there while I'm down, and never been there. So this one, to me, Ohana is just really expensive. I like Ohana, but it is, and I've been there a few times, so it's like, you know, I have to go because I've been a lot of times. But Sebastian's Bistro, never been there, and you have, right? Have you?
I've been to Sebastian's like maybe a week or two after they opened. I'll tell you, it was an awesome meal, awesome service. Sometimes you think, like, you worry, like, oh man, they just opened, so they're like on top of their game, you know, like want to get the good reviews out. So I was a little nervous, like, will they hold up to that? I know some people that have been since then before the closure, and they thought it was great. So yeah, it's an awesome place. Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, so we'll check that out and be posting about that. Of course, Boo Bash was more, I mean, I think this was a very anticipated after hours event, kind of taking the place of Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party for the fall of 2021. The demand was, it was crazy. Like, I don't even know a word to say. The demand for the tickets was nuts. And they have added more dates. If you didn't check that out, that came out on June 11th. And I know we're kind of behind on this because we missed the live show last Sunday night. So if you did not get your date, they did add September 5th, September 12th, September 19th, October 10th, October 17th. And then you had all the other dates. So you had five extra parties added. Scott, I know you're a big fan of these. Is this something you, there's none, and I said this on the show not too long ago, one of these shows recently, is that Disney's doing me a favor because I'll be down for the 50th, and I think I get there like the 29th or the 30th, and then I go home on the 3rd or the 2nd. I think it's the 3rd. No parties during that, obviously, that high demand time for the 50th anniversary, which, okay, that solves my problem because that's the only time I'll be down this fall. I don't have to buy a ticket.
See, it doesn't solve mine because I want to go, so now I got to book another trip.
See, that's why. That's exactly why they do what they do. Okay, so you got more chance to see the Boo Bash, and I can't wait to hear about that. Biggest news. Now, again, the Be Our Guest podcast makes things happen every single time. Last Monday, we get together, we record show. You know, when are we back at Walt Disney World? What landmark's going to tell us that we are getting back to normal? And one of the things that came up over and over in the 40 minutes was, we need fireworks. And then within 22 hours, Disney's like, hey, you know, your show's not coming out till Friday. Guess what? Fireworks are back. So now, I've been saying all along, I thought I was going to see fireworks on my vacation mid-July. And I think you and I were on the same kind of thinking. I thought it would be, they would say like, okay, July 6th or July 5th, yeah, sometime after the 4th, but it's coming back July 1st.
That date threw me off. I was so convinced that it would be easily after July 4th. But yeah, July 1st, that's awesome. Kind of wish I could book my trip a little early now, but I'm happy there's going to be some fireworks when we're on our trip. But not to backtrack a little bit, I thought the biggest news was possibly Maya Grill opening.
Yeah, okay, let me ask you, because off the air I was going to ask you this, but hey, why not? We just hang out. This is what we do on the live shows. I cannot find Maya Grill available for any time, any day, like anywhere. Have you seen it? I've not seen it.
I don't think it's out on the My Disney Experience. It must not be. I think they're kind of doing what Sebastian's is doing and like doing those walk-ups maybe in the beginning, and then maybe – and then hopefully it'll just like trickle in and there probably won't be an announcement because like we're the only people that like Maya Grill, I think.
I'm like, but there's no way. It is, because I saw Mallory the other night. This is my life, right? I'm at the Mexican restaurant Friday night eating Mexican food while I'm waiting for the Mexican. I'm eating my chips and salsa. I'm trying to make a Maya Grill ADR for us. And I'm like, seriously, there's no way Maya Grill is sold out for 9 days that we're there. There's not a chance. I cannot find it. So
maybe it can't possibly be. So I think it's going to be like a soft open maybe, and then it'll get added to the app. But like, I'm staying at Coronado in July, so I'm going to make it happen. I'll talk to Smooth Jazz Guy myself if I have to. We're going to get seated.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's the ultimate live entertainment too. He better be there. I mean, that guy is the coolest.
Someone was telling me on Instagram or Twitter that he's like at like a bar, like maybe at Rick's, like he plays at like a different lounge or something right now, which is great that he's still around, you know?
Right.
And then just move him over to Maya. Then it's everything. That's the sign when everything's back to normal, Michael.
I don't think I mentioned that, but they may be like the canary in the coal mine kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the funniest thing is, though, like, I seriously, for the first couple times I was there, thought they piped in smooth jazz. And then, like, you know, we look over and the guy's, I'm like, dude, he is playing that smooth jazz live here in the restaurant. I was blown away, and he's that good.
So that was me with Ohana, the guy with the ukulele. Like, I thought it was background music until the guy was like at my table all of a sudden playing.
Hey, man, it takes a little bit. And finally, we have actually, I don't know if I mentioned, the club level rooms are returning. That's been quite a while. But yes, if you're a club level person, coming back. That's pretty cool. And finally, Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. Welcome back to the party. August 26th. We get Animal Kingdom Lodge. Now, I haven't heard any word on Jiko or Boma, but I would assume that that's one of the big draws to get that resort reopened, is to get those two very, very popular dining locations back up and running.
Yeah. Beth, who's in the chat, she messaged me that news when I was playing golf last week. And my first question was, well, what about Jiko and Boma? That's cool, the lodge is opening, but what about Jiko and Boma? That's what I care about the most.
Yes. And, you know, more inventory. This is what I've been telling guests because, you know, of course, in the fall, folks are trying to book last minute trips. Like, even right before the show, I was working with a guest looking for, you know, an August vacation. And there was availability, unfortunately, for the resort they're looking for. But a lot of folks are kind of struggling because around October, it's popular. Not all the resorts are open. But when an Animal Kingdom Lodge opens with that many rooms, what it does is, you know, say you wanted a room at Caribbean Beach. Somebody may decide, oh, well, I'm going to go to Animal Kingdom Lodge instead. I've been holding out for that one. So what it does, it shifts inventory around the whole system. So any new resort that comes online could give you availability at any other resort. So that's good news for everybody, I think.
100% agree. Yep. And I hope that, so with it coming online in August, I hope some 50th anniversary resorts open up for me. I got to be on top of that.
Yeah. So for the 50th, let me just ask you this and I'll open the phone lines. Do you think, okay, so August 26th, Animal Kingdom Lodge is coming back. Right now, what we're lacking, sports music, French Quarter Riverside, and that's it. So we're only missing four. If I had to place my bets, I would say they're all open by October 1st.
I think so too, especially with the announcement of fireworks coming, you know, more like a lax face mask policies. Like, I feel like that's going to be next week's news because it seems like there's big news every week, right? We're going to get some value resorts opening this week. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll hear the announcement for French Quarter and Riverside. I feel like it's coming, Mike.
I feel like French Quarter and Riverside will be one announcement. I mean, because I think they share a lot of back of house and they're kind of, you know, they're basically one big campus.
Yep.
I mean, and also music and sports. It's kind of the same thing. So really, we're down to like two, you know, big kind of conglomerates. I think it'll happen for October 1st because, you know, it seems like, I mean, you're right. Every day you see like plexiglass is coming down. Physical distancing's gone here, gone there. Buses are going to be. And here's the thing. My wife was asking me, like, because they're taking down the dividers on the buses. Obviously, that's going to be a great help. You don't have to wait as long. You do have to wear a mask because that's one of the few places on Disney transportation, boats, buses, Skyliner, stuff like that. But, you know, and I know a lot of folks are like, oh, man, I wish I could have my own log on Splash Mountain and so forth. But, I mean, you got to remember that by full capacity loading, and now single rider, I think, was announced yesterday. I mean, this stuff's going so fast right now. That is going to make the experience better this summer because you're not going to wait as long, even though, you know, it's nice to have that kind of like, oh, I got my own log. But, I mean, do you want to wait, you know, an extra hour for that log? Probably not.
Yeah. What about buses with standing? Are they going to allow, like, are they going to like cram them in?
That's what my wife asked. That was what I was getting to. Like, she's like, do you think they'll slam you in there like sardines at part? You know, who knows? I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't think so initially, because the thing is, you know, the first time that happens, you're going to see it all over Twitter. You know, you'll see it all over social media. So obviously it hasn't happened yet, but I would say,
Because
after maybe July 1st, after Happily Ever After on July 1st, right? It's going to be crazy. Everybody's going to leave at the same time.
Well, one thing I keep thinking about, it's funny, I was having a conversation with Elizabeth about it, and then I saw something on social media. I don't know if it's for real or not, but like the pre-show to Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is starting to show again, which I haven't seen personally.
I haven't either.
Like,
I think
only a handful of people have actually seen it before it like opened. But then, like, I think about the Haunted Mansion too. Like, is that going to be forever? Or are they going to start putting people in the stretching room?
The stretching room's open.
Is it?
Yeah, okay. I think it opened yesterday. You got to pay attention to these things.
Dude, I've been in Mackinac Island, man, where, like, I'm on my own island.
Stuff happens every, like, No kidding. This is the best time. If you ever want to be a person, well, maybe it's the best or the worst. Like, if you want to be a person that covers Disney news, it's unbelievable. Like, well, it's like Friday, for example. Okay, we're recording this on Sunday. Friday at like 4 o'clock, you know, I'm trying to wrapping it up to go out to dinner. I always check my emails, like, you know, before like 8 o'clock each night, make sure nothing's, you know, major, somebody's had anything happen. So I take care of my guests. And so all of a sudden I'm getting, you know, emails like, book me for marathon weekend, rock on. I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, it's 4 o'clock on a Friday. And then of course, you know, you probably saw that there was this cryptic message, but it's got enough that like, it looks official because it's got like the 50th kind of background and you know, the font and all that for the 50th celebration. And it shows that it's going to be, I think it said the dates were like January 6th to the 13th. It was almost a week. It was like a Wednesday to a Tuesday. Kind of strange because marathon weekend normally doesn't happen that.
To reduce the
fear. That's what people are saying, but I don't think they're going to worry about that because I think by January, if they can have no physical distancing in July, I wouldn't think they'd be worried about it 6 months from now. It's a weird thing, and I don't, like, people are asking me, and I'm like, I have no clue. Like, maybe not. I mean, I hope. I want to run.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The news has been pouring like crazy. And this is what happens though when you're on an island for, 30 hours. Like, because I'll tell you, the internet is not the greatest. So I'm just missing out on all the news. So glad that you filled me in there.
Yeah. But I mean, because it was on, everybody was on it, man. Like all the Instagram running accounts I follow, like, we're running. I'm like, whoa. Because I think I just want to get my heart broken again. Do I want to run dopey again? Absolutely. I'm in. I'll be like, I already have July 20th, man. 10 o'clock Eastern. I'm ready. Like, in case, I'll be 7 computers ready to
go. I'm down there still, I think, July 20th. Like, this is the day I fly back.
Oh, dude, that's terrible time. We'll figure it out. But, yeah, it's
I've done it before. I've registered while getting a Rise of Resistance boarding pass.
That's true. That is true. So we'll see. If you want to talk about it, give us a call and we'll talk about it. So let's open the phone lines. The numbers, of course, as always, your favorite area code, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. And for Father's Day, I just got to tell you, I've been calling Mallory daughter all day, like the dad in Carousel of Progress. So that's how we're celebrating around these parts. So where's there a dad moment for you around Walt Disney World? Like, what do you think is a good dad moment? What about Finding
Wishes,
Nemo the Musical?
Wishes used to be for me because, like, I would just tear up every time watching it with Emily when she was That's little because she would sing the soundtrack, you know.
And
like,
it's a little girl singing. See, I think the thing is we're girl dads, right? And so Steve Forrester. That's the one thing that's kind of weird. Like, we all have only daughters. And so, yeah, we're like girl dads. And so, yeah, the little girl that would sing, I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Carousel Progress for sure for me too, though. Like, and Finding Nemo, the musical, crushes me every time.
Same. Just keep that thing you keep that away because it just tear. Because I love that show, but every time I go out of there, I'm like, I'm okay.
I can't control it. I can't either.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Because you wonder, like, if people are like, if I'm the only one crying. I always put my sunglasses on, even though I'm inside. So,
yeah,
that's my trick. All right, we have our first call of the night. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, this is Karen from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Is this Karen that sent the email a couple days ago?
No.
Oh, okay. I have another Karen that I got to read an email for this week's show. All right. Because it was Karen and she said, not a Karen. So I just wanted to.
Yeah.
There. So that was pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. Hey, so how are things in Pennsylvania today?
Well, we're heading to Disney World tomorrow. Oh. Our flight's at 6:50 a.m. tomorrow morning. Nice.
So what time do you guys have to leave the house to catch a flight?
That's what we were debating back and forth, somewhere between 3:30 and 4 o'clock. Yikes. Oof.
But you're going to Walt Disney World. It's not that getting up at that time of the day for anything else, horrible. Going to Walt Disney World, pretty awesome.
Yeah. That's the only time I'll wake up that early.
So what's on the plane? Where are you staying and what are you looking forward to on this trip?
We have DVC points, so we're staying at actually 3 different resorts. I know we're a little bit crazy. We're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge, Old Key West, and Beach Club.
Some of our favorites.
That's the DVC way, though, with the way, like, it's hard to get points. I mean, to get consecutive nights, so why not do a 3-part stay? I love it.
Yep, exactly. So that's what we're doing. We never stayed at the Beach Club with our daughter, so this will be her first time staying with the awesome pool, Sand Bottom Pool. So she's looking forward to that.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, and Oki West. I mean, there's just something. And again, I should be speaking for DVC. I don't own DVC. You know, I don't, obviously travel agents can't book DVC, but Oki West, I mean, when you go there, I instantly, if I just go to Olivia's, like I'm just so calm. I'm so chill. It's the music, it's the palm trees, it's the little lighthouse by the pool. Oh man, you're living. Yeah. Those are some great resorts. I mean, great resorts. Those are the best of the best.
And the rooms are so big, yeah, that it kind of like spoils you, like compared to any of the other DVC. You're like, what's this? Cause Oki West is just so spacious. So.
Oh my gosh. So what'd you call it? What, you got a question or anything you want to talk about?
Well, I have a 7-year-old daughter and she keeps asking me, and I've been trying to research it all day. I kind of think they're not open yet, but she wants to get one of her hair wrapped. Do you know what I'm talking about? That, like, the material around her hair. She wants to get that done, but I'm telling her, I don't think this trip it's going to be in the cards for us with COVID and everything.
I don't know. Yeah, you know, I don't know if that's back. I will tell you, though, that Paige, who just walked past me right here, she just got, and I forgot to put the backdrop up, by the way. This is so unprofessional. Yes, that is over my shoulder. My old PlayStation 2 games. I just realized, look at that. That's my back. There's Paige. Anyway, yeah. So one of the things, just like your daughter, Paige, when she used to go down, every trip had to have exactly what you're talking about, that hair wrap where they'd take that little, like, you know, length of hair and they would wrap it with the thread. Is that what you're talking about? Like the beads on the end? She would keep that thing in so long and she'd twirl it around. Like when she got home and, like, I don't know, when she was just like a nervous tick kind of thing, that thing of hair would fall out because it would, like, finally, like, just like fray it, like right at her skull, like, and just pop off because she loved that thing. It was great. But so maybe you're saving a bald spot for your daughter. But I don't know. Maybe somebody in the chat, because we have a lot of folks just back from Walt Disney World. I don't think they're back. But I mean, the thing is, here today, gone tomorrow, right? I mean, it could happen. It could be changing right now. They could be like, hey,
I mean, we're talking about it right now. Maybe that was Karen's exactly. strategy. You know, let's talk about it. Yeah, so it will become available.
Yeah, she's like, Mike just needs to say it's not available. And, you know, guess what? Tomorrow morning, bring him back the hair wraps.
Yeah. Well, she'll get one eventually because I'm sure we'll be back next summer and she'll be fine to wait. But we're very excited to she's actually right here. Do you want to tell them what ride you're excited to go on?
Oh, you do.
Oh, now you got all shy. She has never ridden Everest, so she is very excited to do that.
How old is she?
She's 7.
Ooh, she's a brave one. It's a fun ride. I can do it one time. And that's about it. But she's got to be ready. So she's got to be ready, obviously. The Yeti is like there and gone. So now the challenge is you got to be ready to see the Yeti when you go through. Just be ready.
She says, okay, she'll be ready.
All right. We
live like an hour from Hershey Park in Pennsylvania. So we went on a roller coaster that was taller than Everest there, and she handled it and loved it. So, well, she hated it at the moment, but now she talks about it in a positive light, right?
I'm with her.
Everest is more fun than that.
You don't realize you're very high in Everest because you got the mountain all around you. It's just a ton of fun. You guys, oh my gosh, you'll have so much fun. And it looks like the weather's going to be nice for all that swimming you're going to do at Stormalong Bay and all the pools. So do you have a favorite restaurant you're looking forward to, or some kind of a snack?
I'm sorry, you kind of went out on me.
Sorry, you guys. Like a favorite restaurant or a snack you're looking forward to on this trip?
Oh my goodness, we have so many favorites because two of our trips were canceled from last summer, so we're trying to make up for that. But Kate May Cafe. Oh, yes.
Nice.
The seafood buffet for sure. But we also love the Night Blossom at Animal Kingdom.
Nice. I'm so jealous. I've never been to Cape May Cafe because my family won't eat seafood.
Oh, well, that's how we got everybody to eat seafood. No one really was into it except for my parents, who are the originators of the seafood love. And over time, everyone just has, I mean, Addison, my 7-year-old, has eaten clams and lobster, crab legs. She loves them. And it's because of Cape May Cafe.
That's a testament, right? Yeah, I don't have a chance because even when we were over at Beach Club, when we walk past, because I mean, you got it. You do understand, like, if you don't like seafood, the smell of Cape May is kind of, it's pungent. Like, it's strong. Like, you can smell
it.
Oh,
yeah.
My family's always like, rrr, rrr. I'm like, come on now. I love seafood. So the only time I get it's when we go on a cruise, when it's included with the dinner. And they're just, you know, giving me a hard time. That's good. I mean, you guys can have a
Karen,
trip.
Karen, how many nights are you staying? Like, I love the breakdown of those three DVC resorts. But go ahead.
We're there for 9 days.
Nice.
9 nights. Yep.
Man, that's gonna be so much fun.
Is it three at each resort?
It's 2, 4, and 3, I believe.
Nice. Okay.
I'm just kind of along for the ride.
Same with me. Oh. Scott tells me where to be when he gets there, and then we're good. So he's like, yep. We're eating here, mm-hmm. We're playing golf. Let's go. No, well, hey, safe flight down. And so you won't sleep tonight. So don't even try. It's impossible because you're getting up in the middle of the night anyway. So yeah, put on a good Disney movie and just have the best time ever. And when you guys get back in a couple weeks, give us a call and let us know how it went.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, have the best time. So good. Thanks for calling
in.
Have fun
on Everest.
Yes.
Bye.
Ready for the Yeti. All right. See you later. Bye-bye. Bye. I love hearing that. The excitement. I mean, they're 24 hours. They'll be at Walt Disney World this time tomorrow night. Oh.
That's pretty awesome. I wish I had that excitement right now. That's my favorite part of the trip, right? It's like the night before, just like thinking about like, I just love the logistics of travel, Mike. And then,
I do too.
It's just so awesome. That's like my favorite part.
So you're exactly, I want to bring that up. And if you want to call in 407-413-9395, when a call drops, that's the time to come in. I know we had a couple people trying to get in. Like, I think even like the 2 weeks before your trip might be the best time because you're 100% focused on the trip because you're right. I was walking with Pam around our lake this afternoon and I told her, I said, man, I'm excited because we're flying Frontier this time because we get to go in the main terminal at the airport. We've never been in the main terminal because we always fly Southwest. So, I mean, just little things like that. I get to check out.
Hello, Mike.
Hello. Hey, who's this? Who's joining us?
It's Fulton. How you doing?
Good, Fulton. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right.
That's good to hear.
I'll be turning 22 next month.
All right. You're almost there.
Yep.
So you're in Indiana, right?
Yes.
Is it as hot there as it is here in St. Louis?
It really is. It's like 83 here.
Oh, I'll take 83. I think it's 90 something here. So yeah, you're winning. It's better. That's good to hear. So what's going on?
Nothing much. We've been busy. Been doing some house cleaning today.
No, got to get it done. Sunday's a good day for that.
Yeah, it is. And it's Father's Day. So
that's right. Yeah, it's my girls are taking care of me today. They got me breakfast. I got to go hit some golf balls and got to have Mexican food for lunch. Doesn't get much better than that. That's a good day. And get to do my podcast.
Yeah.
All right, so are you guys heading to Disney anytime soon or anything on the schedule for that?
We have not made our guess yet, but we're still thinking about it.
Cool. Cool. Well, I appreciate you calling in. It's good to hear from you. I'm glad you're doing well.
If you want, Mike, I can interview you whenever.
Okay. Let things slow down here because I'm getting ready to go out of town. So I'm recording a couple podcasts, ones. Go ahead.
Say, Mike, I'm auditioning for the Disney Family Sing-Along this holiday season.
Nice. I wish I could.
Yep.
That's really cool. You have to tell us how that goes. Yep. I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, in American Idol, so.
No, my God. They would not even let me try. I can't sing. No.
That's what I'm thinking, because they won't let me in, because a lot of people get in now.
Yeah. Well, hey, you would have a way better chance than me. I promise you that. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Because I take a shower, and they just, my daughter's like, and wife yell at me, like, quit singing in the shower, because you're terrible. So, but yeah. So that's a good place to practice, though, I would think.
It is. Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling in, Fulton, and you have a good week. It's good talking to you. Stay safe.
Thanks, you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
You too.
So Mike, that's awesome. Mike, speaking of singing, so on Mackinac Island this morning, like in our hotel, so it's all the hotels are like old school, you know, so like, and it's so nice and cool out there. Like, we just slept with the windows open. You can actually open the windows.
That is so crazy. That's so old school.
So the windows were open. The lake breeze was coming in all night and all morning. After the run, I'm showering. Then I'm like, belting out like I make a lot of fake songs, you know, in the house. My girls hate it.
Yeah. So I'm That's what dads do. Father's Day. That's what we do.
Then all of a sudden, like, some gardener walks by the room, like, planting some flowers. You're like, oh my gosh, this guy can totally hear me right now.
He's like, who's that? We got Kelly Clarkson in that room?
I will not be, if he's anything with American Idol as a side gig, I will not be sent an invite.
We're just going to throw all of our support behind Fulton and go from there. Yeah. Because it sounds like he's got it going on. Okay, we got our next call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey guys, it's Marlessa. Happy Father's Day to both of you.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Marlessa.
I saw you signed up for a half marathon. That's pretty sweet to have something on the schedule.
Yeah, thank you. Because I know this is definitely something on the three of our minds, but I mean, I don't want to get my hopes up for Run Disney weekend, Marathon Weekend 2022. I know there is the stressful, cryptic, first, like, Run Disney did that.
Right,
that post.
Right. That I didn't even mention that. How about those tweets that just said, like, there's a track, and then this was from the Run Disney official, like, Twitter account, and it said something like, you got to have a race to have a goal or something cryptic stuff like that, and they did it twice. I'm like, okay, knock it off. Like, for real, like, you've played with our emotions for, like, a whole year at this point. Knock it off, social media person. I wanted to, like, wring somebody's neck.
Exactly. Exactly, because with like social media accounts in general, it's really dependent on the company. Like, it's either like, you know, oh, like this is just like, you know, someone like maybe, you know, like just, you know, they think this is a nice quote, or it's like this really deliberate.
This is
like,
just some theme. Punk. This is
and
some punk.
I tend to go on the latter, that it's like, well, not, maybe not scheme, but like it's like a deliberate strategy, like that they almost like want to tease us, right? Like, oh, well, give us. I was like, you know, like telling Scott and telling other people, like Lizzie Group, like, well, then give us a goal. We need a goal.
Right. I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, don't say you need a goal and there could, yes.
Because I need a goal. So I, we in know my that. Weight loss journey, I've gained a lot of weight. And like, what I really need to like be successful is for Run Disney to give me a goal date.
Yeah, they need you to smack down 600 bones on a dopey challenge. And then that's what I call motivation, is what I say.
For sure. And then other people were interpreting, like, I felt like everyone kind of interpreted a little different. Like, some people were like, oh, no, it's just the post. Some people thought it was like a hint for Marathon Week. But some people were like, oh, like they used the word wish. Maybe it's a hint for Princess Weekend as the first one. Like, I don't know.
I can't. Anything can happen.
I know. I was like, I know. I'm like, because, I mean, you know, I don't have to tell you guys like how, you know, how positive I was last year. So this year I'm very much like, you know what? When they officially announce something, I'll get excited. For now, like, my blood pressure was raising this week. Like, don't get me wrong.
No
but
kidding.
I was still.
Missouri's called like, the show me state. At this point, show me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what we say here. Show me. Don't be posting stuff like that with no backup. Show me the money. You know, like, show me the rate. Show me the link. You know, something like that.
I know. Like, exactly. But since, like, yeah. So since that's, like, officially, I mean, it's like officially unofficial, like who knows what's happening with that. But I did want, because I've been working towards the, like the Galloway half marathon training program, you know, I've had some setbacks where, you know, like there are some weeks still where I can't do my full three times a week, just depending on how I'm feeling, but I'm working at it and I want to have, you know, an in-person race to work towards. And I figured, you know, might as well do one here in New York City. Flushing Meadows Park is lovely and clean. I convinced a fellow lizard to do it already, Samantha, nice. Who's also in New York City. And I think you met at Princess Weekend, Mike. Because, you know, that's what we do, right? We convince, we guilt each other and convince each other, like, hey, don't you want to run this too?
Oh, yeah, totally, 100%. Yeah.
And Marlessa, there's an awesome Mackinac Island half marathon in October, if you want to try that one.
It starts at noon. It starts at noon.
God, I was living vicariously through all weekend. Like every time you texted me a photo, I was like, oh, this is just perfect. Like I kind of like that is really like everything about that island. Like I know I haven't been there, but the way it looks, like that is everything I love. Like I love those classic old fashioned ice cream shops. I love that architecture. There's like some Port Orleans Riverside vibes in some of the like that video you did. Like it looks gorgeous. And I got to get out there. I know. And you got to get out to New York City too. Both.
We're going to have a huge like lizard meetup like in Michigan one of these times. Like I've been trying to get Mike to do the international half.
Right. I don't have a passport. I get in Canada. Now they won't let anybody in, but they really.
Yeah, I know. So that race isn't happening for a little bit.
I was going to say, dude, I don't have a passport. You're trying to get me out of the country and not be able to come back.
No, that would be great. Like, yeah, Michigan meetup, I'm up for that. I'd be up for that for sure.
Oh, real. So, that whole Run Disney thing, though, I just, man, I'm hoping. I am so hoping. But, and the thing is, I think we can. Like, right now, nothing, 3 months ago, I would have said, I was being, like, very, not pessimistic, but I was being very conservative on what I thought could happen. Now, you've seen it, right, Marlesa? You follow this. Scott follows this. Like, the news is like at breakneck speed, how many changes are happening over the past month. It's ridiculous how much has changed so fast. And I always said, my biggest thing I said the entire time was like, step one, no masks. And I mean, bam, I didn't think that would happen until like after like this fall or something, you know, and boom, we're basically there. I mean, transportation's it right now. So I think, and I mean, New York City's going to happen. That's a 33,000 person marathon. You know, I'm running Chicago in October. That's 30,000 people. So why not? Let's go. Yep.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like that's because I think like at this point, like I think at least like in the Lizard group, the sentiment seems to be that it seems to be less about the COVID restrictions because, you know, the restrictions are lifting and New York's happening, et cetera, and more about like, can they get all the volunteers in place in time and all that. But I think they could do it if they really want to make this happen, unless they just, like, I don't know if they want to start with, you know, I think you said this on a podcast this week, Mike, that, you know, if they want to start with one of the more low key weekends, like Star Wars or something,
that makes
sense. Or if they just want to start fresh with the fall, like, I don't know, but, I want to do a Run Disney, in-person weekend. Like I got one of those Lion King medals coming this summer for the virtual, but I'd like to be in person. Like I want to, you know, have that kind of excitement.
Whatever the next race weekend is, though, that is good. Like, so Mike, I think we talked about this. Like recently, it hasn't been like the most challenging to get in.
No, not like those days. This just reset all that again.
It's going to be like worse than 5 or 6 years.
It's going to be a lottery, basically, really, because the thing is, everybody's gonna go at the same time. I mean, I'm not trying to give everybody nightmares, but I'm giving you nightmares to be ready. So if you're a runner, because I've been through those nightmares. Like you're right. Like Scott was saying, 5 or 6 years ago, it was so strong. Like I remember when I was still teaching it, because the signups were like 10 o'clock my time. And so of course it was on like a Tuesday. So I was teaching. I would pay the teacher next door to take my kids. And I literally locked my door, like my classroom door, so nobody could come in. I used a school computer. I used my iPad. I used my phone. And I used my laptop. 4 different devices on different, like mine was on cellular and the school Wi-Fi. It was ridiculous to have to do that. One day I actually took off. Like I took off that Tuesday because I'm like, I just want to have a better shot from home. It's going to be back to that because the hunger is there. And again, we know how Disney systems work when everybody hits them at the same time. So you never know, like, hopefully you get through, but I mean, you know, somebody's going to be screwed over by the systems going down when
it's
going to
mess up some
there.
Stuff too with,
so bad.
With family members. Like, so say
right,
if like,
right.
Like you and me, Mike, I'll consider us family.
Yeah, right. Totally.
You
know? I mean, we're brothers.
If
we
you get
know
in
that,
and I don't
same.
Like, that's going to stink or vice versa. Right, or like right. If Marlesa doesn't get in, you know, like, it's going to be a lot of like hurt feelings and a lot of disappointment, which like you said, Mike, I like how you're gearing it up for everyone right now. Like you got to start thinking like, it's definitely not even close to a guarantee that you're getting in.
No. I mean,
And if you guys remember, like even, and I think this is, you know, partially with COVID and there wasn't any in-person races really, but even the virtual summer races last year, when it was the classic attractions, those like went almost immediately. Like it was like I like got my Haunted Mansion one and then like an hour
that
or
makes
two
no sense
later they were also like, out.
I know.
Scott's exactly right. That was the thing that baffled me, right? Disney was bleeding money like crazy. And basically it's a virtual race. Why not just make a million medals if people want them in a million shirts? If people are gonna pay these crazy prices to buy base. I mean, because you're running the race, you get the experience, you're doing it on your own. But I mean, what it boils down to physically is you're buying a medal, you're paying for a medal and a shirt, you know, and it gives you motivation to do the race. I mean, like, and they're like, okay, it's sold out. I'm like, no. If you're hurting for money, dude, make a million of these things.
Only reason a race should sell out is because of capacity issues at a live event.
Yeah, totally.
There's capacity. And there's only so many medals that can fit in the warehouse, I guess. I don't know.
Exactly. I did not get that. That was the craziest thing.
Yeah, it was a cool medal though. The Haunted Mansion one was really cool, like Madame Leota.
That was one I did the whole series. I did all four.
Oh yeah, you went intense with that. You bought all of them. I just kept it to the Haunted Mansion. But I'm hoping like all the legends get in. If I don't get in, I mean you guys will hear my sadness from all the way in Missouri and Michigan.
Screeches all over this country.
There's going to be lizards that don't get in, that's going to be difficult.
Yeah. I'll need an intervention. One of you guys will have to call me please. And just calm me down.
I can't think about that right now. I cannot think about it. Let's change the subject. This is enough. It's Father's Day, man. It's supposed to be a happy day. Let's stop.
We got the golf coming up, Mike. That's positive. We got a trip coming up.
Sebastian's is something I'm really happy about. Because I think it was fun, like, when Sebastian's was closed, I think I did a good job of establishing myself as, like, a huge Sebastian's fan, because as soon as it was reopened, I got, like, all these tags, online, like, hey, my last book, Sebastian's reopened. I'm just, like, really happy for that. I'm excited to see how it is now that it's reopened. I'm kind of go back and forth on the family style, and that's just because, like, for personal reasons, like I'm a pescatarian, and they have it so that you kind of have to pay extra for the shrimp. So that's the part that, it kind of bothers me, but we'll see. I mean, I'm sure the food quality will still be good. And those rolls are, as I always talk about, are incredible.
Oh, I'm a roll
guy. Have to get them. They're so good.
Oh, I saw you post that, and I'm all about rolls. Texas Roadhouse roll. It doesn't matter. Like, they don't have to be good rolls. Like, rolls. It's like, I love restaurants where you get rolls when you sit down, or this is what, like, Mexican restaurants, right? Chips and salsa. You can start eating immediately. Like, and it's the good stuff. So yeah, I'm in. Let's go. I can't wait.
Do it. I'm so pumped. We got that one, and we got Tusker House too for dinner. We're going to be doing the tour of all the recently opened restaurants.
That's right. We're doing it for everybody listening to the show. So you know what's going
research,
on.
Research, baby.
Yeah. Send the pics my way so I'll live vicariously until I get down there in the fall.
Yes. It won't be long, though. We're getting there. And the thing is, things are reopening. So the good news is by the time everybody takes their next trip, it's going to be so much closer to normal than last August. I mean, like, we were talking about this when we recorded last week, and it's hard to believe because we're sitting right now in the middle of June. Think about where we were last year in the middle of June. Zero theme parks open, and they just opened a few DVC hotels. That's it. I mean, I know it's been a long year, but we've come a long way in this year at this point. I mean, it seems slow. It seemed like it was never going to happen. But, man, we didn't even have Walt Disney World last year this time.
Yep. No, I was just thinking, speaking of the fall, Marlissa was saying I'm coming back in the fall. Not to, like, bring us down again, Mike, but, like, I'm thinking, like,
no.
What are, like, the ADR bookings going to be like for October 1st, like, that week, Like, it's going to be, like, it's going to be like a Run Disney race trying to get an ADR somewhere.
Yeah, I'm just packing PB&J, and that's it.
Oh, gosh, I didn't even, yeah, that is going to be crazy for sure.
I can't wait.
Thanks, Scott, you've now brought me down.
That wasn't my intention.
That's what we do.
We're friends. Is what we do.
We're the nightmare fuel for Disney fans, basically today. So there you go.
Yeah, it's all good. Get those pull apart rolls.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait. All right. Well, hey, we're gonna roll because we got a couple other folks trying to get in. But we'll definitely be talking because we'll be here for a good stretch here before we take off to Walt Disney World for a couple weeks.
Sounds good. All right. Talk to you soon.
Take care. All right. See you later. Bye, Melissa. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Go ahead, Scott.
I was going to say the Sunday live show, like 3 weeks from now, will be the Sunday morning live show while we're Instagram live.
Yes, because it'll be on Sunday. We won't be here taking your calls, but it'll be a comedy routine on the Magnolia course across from the Power. Oh my gosh. That reminds me, I got to order some cheap golf balls off of Amazon.
I'm going to pick you up something too. Like, I'm going to try to get something for all of us. That's kind of cool. Not super expensive, but it's going to be like really cool, I think. So I need to do that tonight. Now that I'm thinking about it, because I just put the pressure on me,
but I can't wait to putt with this ball. So I just want to do that for George. Because I have the sleeve. Yeah. I'm not taking the other two because I do not want to lose them. Like for some reason, I guess it would fall out or I'd leave it in the cart or something. I'd be so distraught. But yeah,
so
I'm putting with that one.
So for BOGP, like Give Kids a World auction, George donated two sleeves and a Lani cap, which I like overpaid for, Give Kids a World, all that stuff. So because I wanted an Alani hat so bad too. So I had the two sleeves. I played with one of those sleeves, and there's three of them in a lake somewhere, like around Lansing in a golf course.
Oh my God.
But I made sure I didn't play the other
That's
one.
So sad. Oh, that cracks me up. All right, we have our next call. Hey, he's joining us.
Hey, Mike. Hi, Scotty. How are you?
What's going on, Eric?
Good.
Well, I'm very excited because, like, I'm actually planning a trip again.
Yes.
I've got my brother convinced to go down there sometime in the summer of August next year. And now I have, like, a hotel question for you. I can actually call with a trip planning question. It's been, like, forever since I can do that. So you're talking about, like, the half of the excitement being planning the trip.
It is.
I'm feeling that right now.
Yes.
Anyway, we have very different tastes in hotels. I'm really comfortable with, like, all-star. If I stay at anything above a moderate, I'm feeling like I'm throwing money out the door because I'm not spending there that much. Whereas when we were staying at the Colorado together, he was like, well, you know, this place is all right, but it doesn't have a lot of anemones.
That's a hard word.
Acetaminophen. Acetaminophen.
I'm glad you tried.
I was going to say anemone, and I'm like, yeah, that would be the Little Mermaid rooms.
Let me tell you about that word. I could never spell that word until I became a travel agent and I had to use it every day, like in emails, because I could never spell amenities, and thank God for spell check, because I finally learned after about 72 tries.
I need speaking check, because I don't know how to say it.
So I'm going to be seeing him in about a week. And he says, like, okay, just tell me, give me two good options for resorts, and we can start to plan. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm looking for something that splits the difference. So my thought is, now you've got the Riviera next to the Caribbean beach, right? Mm-hmm. He can stay in a room in the Riviera. He's going to have those things that we were talking about earlier.
Nice stuff.
And I can stay in the Caribbean beach, and, you know, I'm not feeling like I'm spending, you know, a fortune on things that I'm not going to be using. And we're still within walking distance of each other. Does that sound like a good plan, or are there other things you might suggest?
So go ahead, Scott. You have any thoughts? Cause I actually have a thought, kind of.
So I was kind of thinking like Animal Kingdom Lodge. I don't know why that thought came to me. But so are you two, like, you're not sharing a room then, right? So that's why this idea, suggestion works.
Oh, no, we did that when we were growing up, and we don't want to do that anymore. we're done with that.
Yeah, me and my brother would kill each other if we're in the same room together.
we ended up with the taped line down the middle of the room by the time we were 11.
Was this a Brady Bunch episode or something? This is crazy.
we might have gotten the idea from Full House. I don't know.
I was going to say. Oh, that's funny.
What were you thinking, Mike?
So here's what I was thinking, though. Okay, for one thing, let me just say this. If you go with that plan, which that plan is, it has merit, because he's going to be very deluxe over in the Riviera. It feels very plush. Caribbean Beach, I mean, you could go cheaper. You could say a pop and be on the – you could be on the Skyliner. I mean, if you're going to be far apart anyway, it'd only be 10 extra minutes, because it's one Skyliner hop over to Riviera. So think about that. If you really want to take that frugality to the next level, which I do a lot of times, so I get it. But you just want to make sure you don't get into the pirate rooms of Caribbean Beach, because if you did that, you would be so far from the Riviera, you'd almost be to Pop Century. And so you would want to not be in a pirate room.
What turned me off from the Caribbean Beach, and we stayed there way back in 2000 when they were the only game in town for moderates, I think, is they put me all the way in, I think it was Jamaica. I think that's what it's called. Way, way, way away from everything. And I swear it was like a 20-minute walk to get coffee in the morning. So that kind of turned me off from the resort as a whole. But if I request a room in one of the closer islands, I think that would work.
If you're going to do that, I would ask for something like Martinique, because that's on the Riviera side, but it's also not too far from Old Port Royal. I think that'd be a good compromise. The only other thing I was thinking, I don't know if you mentioned, I think you kind of said it, Coronado and Grand Estino Tower kind of feels deluxe, and you can get some good deals. I mean, sometimes that's the tower's cheaper than a room at Caribbean Beach. So I would look at that.
Oh, really?
If you want to be in the same hotel, because he can stay the tower.
Because you said you stayed at Coronado, right? But it wasn't the tower, right?
The tower's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. That's a thought.
Well,
I mean,
now I have two options.
I mean, the thing is, like, I wouldn't even do this. Like, I was thinking, well, maybe you get a standard non-tower room and your brother stays in the tower, but there's not that big of a price difference. I'm telling you. I mean, so for the 50th, I'm staying in a regular non-tower room because that's all I could find because I booked late. And it's fine because all the rooms are updated. The rooms are great. But once you stay in the tower, I'm telling you, for the price difference, it is a good value upgrade. That tower is really plush.
And it's considered the same resort, right?
It is. It's the same resort, same bus system, but you're right there in those rooms. I mean, it just, I don't know why.
It feels
very deluxe. It feels very nice to me.
I like, when I stay in hotels, the only request they always have is put me on the highest floor possible. And I think it would be nice to be able to have a view. Like, I bet the views from there are awesome.
You do. I was staying, last Princess, I was staying in the tower, and I had standard view. So that's the side of the tower that faces out, like, towards the front of the resort, you know, the parking lots and stuff. But I could look right into Galaxy's mm-hmm. Edge. I was looking into Galaxy's Edge because it's out that way. If you have water view, it is gorgeous back there. Because I had a water view this past trip. Oh, my gosh. In May, it's beautiful. I mean, either way. But, I mean, you don't have to splurge for the water view. I go standard. You'll still see some stuff. You see Everest. You can see an Animal Kingdom. So, it's nice.
All right. Sounds like a good option. I'll pass those two on to him. Thank you very much, guys.
Yes. All right, Eric. Nice. You take care. And hey, summer break, right? You're done?
No, not for another week.
Oh my gosh. You're kidding me. Oh my gosh.
No, we up north, we start later than you and we take some days off, probably more days off in the winter than you guys do. We still have a long February break. And we started like 3 days after Labor Day this year.
Oh man. We started
so
the first of
they
August.
Just take it and push it to August. But from a Disney standpoint, the nice thing about that is hotel rooms at the end of August at Disney are almost as cheap as they come because everybody right. else is back at school.
Right. Yeah. We've been back for 3-4 weeks at that point. And you start getting into that where people get a little worried about hurricanes towards the like beginning of September into August stuff, which I mean,
right.
you're safe. So, you're fine. You're in Orlando.
That looks like the time we're looking to go. Plus they keep pushing food and wine further and further into the summer. So right. chances are it'll be food and wine season too.
Oh, for sure. Guarantee almost. Yeah. Well, hey, enjoy the end of your school year. It's always kind of a hectic time, but a fun time. And yeah, give us a call. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Take care.
See you, Eric. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. It's a good question though. I mean, I like that. That's kind of a creative thing. I didn't think about like one person Riviera, one person Caribbean Beach.
I kind of like Animal Kingdom Lodge in a way too, because you can get a good discount sometimes at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah.
And there's so many nice things about Animal Kingdom Lodge.
You're right. I mean, you would be crazy to not say it's not deluxe. Like, you know, it's not like a Ritz-Carlton experience, but it's like an experience mm-hmm. you can't have in any other hotel. Like it's not super fancy, but it's amazing in a different
way. The public areas. Like that's a resort where I just love sitting in the lobby, just sitting by that fire or outside looking at the animals. There's so many, I think his brother would love that. And like, I think Eric would like that too, almost if the price was right on a discount.
Yeah, I think so too. So real quick, cause I know you've done this a couple times at this point, it was Chip Robinson in the live chat was asking about how the queue for Gideon's work. So walk us through that real quick.
Yeah. I saw some great answers there too, but yeah, basically there'll be a cast member out there and you're just say, hey, can I get in this virtual queue?
Can I
like,
get a cookie?
Or are you sold out yet? And they'll be like, yeah, well, let's give us your name and number. It'll be about 15 hours. No, I'm just kidding. No, so they do have an iPad where you just give them your name and number and they'll text you when it's time to return. And when you return, it's about another wait, though. It's not like you go right to the front of the line. It's still going to be a wait that you enter to a line. But sometimes you might get lucky. Like this last trip we had, we asked to get join the virtual queue and they're like, well, how about you just hop in the line right now? And we're like, okay, sweet. Yeah. So, and we waited like 20 minutes. So it just depends on when you are. That was like, and surprisingly, that was like before dinner time on Memorial Day weekend. So I don't know how we got that one. But yeah, it's a pretty painless process. You just make sure you got your phone or your watch handy so you can get the notification when it's time to return back to line.
That's a pretty simple process there. I guess we'll try that when we go down this summer because it just seemed too – when we were down in May, I'm not kidding. Like that line was super long. And I told Pam, like, I don't understand. Cause I told her, I guess I don't understand why the line's so long. It's supposed to have a virtual queue, but I guess it's this, that you get in the virtual queue.
It's people coming back
to the return. Cause so when you go through, cause I haven't even been in there obviously. So is it, is it like an experience picking out your cake or your cookie?
Oh,
or is
it's
it,
cool.
Is, so, it's cool. So it slows people down because they kind of want to take it in.
Everyone's taking videos and photos, you know, and then everyone's trying to figure out like, well, what's the max quantity I can get? You know, what are your cake specials for the day? What's the special cookie of the month? And they try to prep you before you're in line. Like they have a lot of cast members outside handing you like menu cards, things like that, you know? So it's helping you prep. But then when you get in there, though, you kind of like forget your order.
Yeah, because you're like, dude, I waited 6 hours for this cookie, dude. I'm taking the entire experience in.
Exactly. And there's this like cool feature at the cash register. I won't spoil that for you. Maybe you've seen a video, but there's like this cool effect that's happening. So it's pretty neat experience.
That's cool. Okay.
And get the cake. The chocolate cakes are so good.
That's what you say. And I'm more of a cake person too. So I'm all about
the cakes are better than the cookies in my opinion. I really like their peanut butter cookie, but oh my gosh, their cakes are out of this world.
I love anything with peanut butter. I love peanut butter.
I got some chocolate peanut butter fudge downstairs. I'm going to take a piece of after this recording.
I just had some silver dollars. Silver Dollar City. I didn't even tell you this. I got to post a picture. I think I posted on Instagram. They had whoopie pies. I mean, like huge whoopie pies, $4.99. These things were like mini pizzas. I brought one home, but that thing's long gone.
I'm about to say like that couldn't have lasted long. I remember
it didn't last.
I remember one time we were at the World, and you had a whoopie pie for lunch. We're at the studios together. I can't remember. I might have been in. It was over Christmas time, because they had the special whoopie pie, you know, for Christmas at the studios. And then you're like, well, I'm going to take one back to Caribbean Beach. You're like, I'm going to bring this home for my girls or something. And like, that didn't even last like 2 hours.
Yeah. You know what? And that's the thing. Like Ricky, you know, says some things I disagree with about her fast pass thing, whatever, but she introduced me to the whoopie pie. So it's all good. Ricky, you're fine. You've saved yourself by, cause she's like, there's this thing. It's Sunshine Seasons. It's called a whoopie pie. I'm like, oh, it's like a moon pie. Cause it is kind of, it's like those moon pies we had down in Alabama.
I've been having those for years. And then I will tell you though, like the one at ABC Commissary, you know, that's good because they still sell it. Like they still sell like that holiday one they had at the studios. It must have been a hit. Right. But nothing beats that Epcot one at Sunshine Seasons.
Oh,
that,
I know. Dang.
With the little like chocolate Mickey on the top. Like,
right.
Oh. And there's something about it. It's so perfect.
And the thing is, it can be like a breakfast item, right? It's almost like a donut. I mean, a pastry.
I always have it for breakfast.
Same, I know, me too. And I feel bad. I'm like, I know this is like a dessert for like 7 o'clock at night, but I'm like, because you know, you have to ask for them. No, I don't need a croissant. I know it's 8:30 in the morning. No, whoopie pie.
The question of Test Track or Soarin' in the morning is always Soarin', so I can get a whoopie pie for breakfast.
Totally. It's like a dinner and a show. Yeah, totally. No. Okay. We're almost out of time, but let's see. So Chad was also asking about Rise of Resistance, best practice to get a boarding group. And there are a lot of places to look online. What I've learned, and again, it varies, but I've been, I don't even want to say this out loud, but I've been pretty lucky in getting boarding groups. My biggest thing is, since it's changed where you do this at the hotel, is I usually get up in the morning and run. So I'm usually running at that point, but I'll set an alarm on my phone for usually about 6:52. Now, I'm not like Ricky. Ricky always is like, I woke up at 6:57 and I didn't get one because you weren't ready. You didn't give enough prep time. Like, she drives me crazy with that kind of stuff. 6:52 in the night before, make sure everything's cool with your account before you go to bed. You'll sleep better. But then, you know, like 6:52, the alarm goes off when I'm running. I stop. I make sure I'm away from buildings. I'm like out in a very open area, like on a path or in the center of the resort, not by any place that can give any kind of interference. I don't use the Wi-Fi because I figure there's a lot of people probably going to hit that Wi-Fi right at 7. I don't know if that's true or not, but I figure it's more, you know, spread out, dispersed on the cellular network. So I use my LTE or 5G or whatever I have. And I go at it at that time and I have it ready. You know, you just get to that point where you just click join the queue. And you just, and I watch on my Apple Watch. I know some people do all kinds of crazy stuff with the Apple Watch is close enough. Hit the button. And I've been lucky enough, but I just say I'm a cellular person and I just make sure I'm ready and plenty of time. So I'm not trying to do everything like with 6:59 and 20 seconds, trying to load up the app. Everything's ready to go. And that's about the best spot I can put myself in. So what have you learned from that process?
I can't add much more to that. Just I use the Apple Watch, or if you have a Garmin, something that can show the seconds. I like to see the seconds. So when it's getting to like, I don't know, like 4 or 3 seconds left, like that's when I'm making sure like I quick hit one more refresh, maybe like 10 seconds before that I hit a refresh. Then I'm just ready to go right at 7 o'clock. I've never done it from a resort. I mean, from the room, I'm always at a resort, but I'm like you, Mike. I'm either on my morning walk or a morning run away from buildings. What's funny, though, is like, even though I'm away from buildings and I'm outside walking, I still hear some hooting and hollering from like the rooms.
I know. It's like winning the lottery. It's totally winning. Yeah. It's like, yeah. But what was worse when you do it in the park? Because, man, you saw the agony of defeat, like in the old Wide World of Sports days. Oh,
yeah. And everyone's going to guest relations immediately.
So sad.
I wonder if like people go to the concierge like at the resort if they don't get it. Like, you know what I mean? Like if I was right at 7 and I didn't get out. Well, I'm at my resort, so I'm going to go to concierge, see what they can do. I wonder if that happens quite often. I hope not, but I'm sure it does.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I can neither confirm nor deny any of this information. All right, wait. Yeah.
Beth put a good comment, though. Like, the 1 o'clock, like, yeah, if you plan on being at the studios all day, like, yeah. And they're running, and if they're operating the ride really well, like, you can get that 1 o'clock one.
Yeah, Ricky gets that quite often. Because, man, that's... She doesn't have to be up at 7. You know, that's how it rolls for her. So, yeah. And, you know, as people say, Rennie's, she's always in her chair. It says that the Wi-Fi was faster in the Cabana section. And you can do speed tests, right? You can go on speed tests, just type in speed test to Google on your phone, and it'll tell you.
That's a lot of work to get a virtual queue, but I get it.
To ride a ride. I know, for real. This is like, I'm trying to get a job. No, I'm just trying to ride a ride for 5 minutes. But yeah, that's what we do. All right. Hey, we got to get out here, run a little long. So don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out over at themagicforless.com. We'd love to help you with your next Disney vacation, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line. Hey, we can book all the way through 2022 at this point. It's exciting times. And of course, so much going down at Walt Disney World. So just check out the Magic for Less. Mention the show, and I'll be working with you, and I'd appreciate that so very much. Again, over at themagicforless.com. Please use our Amazon affiliate link, free way to support the show. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Really appreciate that. And thank you to our patrons who allow us to put out this show 4 times a week, most weeks, at least 3 every week. And, you get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. Last week, we talked about Silver Dollar City. Who knows what we're talking about today on the show? We'll figure something out. But it's always a fun kind of look at growing up here in the Midwest and things going on here outside of Disney. So sometimes the shows are about Disney, but not always. It's just kind of a fun little offshoot show. So if you want to check out all the information on that, visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Of course, give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter. I'm at beourguestmike. That's Instagram and Twitter. We also have the Be Our Guest Pod account that Ricky runs about the show. Of course, you can always follow Scott. He's got a couple of accounts at Ep Scott to talk to him, and at Palm Trees of Disney, especially on Instagram. You need to grab that because I don't know, Scott, you always post those early in the morning. That's usually, I don't know how the algorithm works, but when I click on Instagram, when I get up in the morning, that's always the first one that shows up in my feed. And it's the best way to start the day. I love it.
I haven't been doing the daily post, I try to get at least like 3 or 4 a week out there, love the feedback, and I love when people share their ideas with me too. So always will give photo credit on the Palm Trees of Disney.
All right. So we'll be back again next Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, taking your calls. We had a good time tonight talking in the chat, all the great calls, folks heading down to Walt Disney World. It's an exciting time. This time last year, it was just all gloom and doom. This time we're talking about folks leaving in the morning. We're talking about folks planning trips for next year. It's a good time to be a Disney fan. So let's stick in there. We're going to have a good time talking for the next who knows how long about Walt Disney World. Love doing this. Love having Scott here. We love doing these Sunday night shows. So plan to join us next Sunday night. So until then, for Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday or Thursday here on the feed. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.